Good morning to all the viewers. We're reading from the book Shamati, article number 89. If you have the little book, it's on page 209. The article is To Understand the Words of the Holy Zohar. You can ask questions live through www.kab.tv. Selected questions about the theme of the lesson will be aired. Again, the Book of Shamati, article number 89, To Understand the Words of the Holy Zohar. To understand the words of the Holy Zohar, we should first understand... To understand the words of the Holy Zohar, we should first understand what the Holy Zohar wants to say. And understanding what the Holy Zohar wants to say depends on one's dedication to Torah and Mitzvot. The Torah and Mitzvot can bring cleanness to a person, to be cleaned of self-love. And this is why he engages in Torah and Mitzvot. The books that Kabbalists write are in some way bringing the sensation of the spiritual world. We have to refer to these books not as just printed papers or papers written on by ink, but it's some kind of pipes that if I connect to each pipe, take it through my mouth, my ear, my heart, it doesn't matter how, then the sensation of the spiritual world comes from there and fulfills me. And it can fulfill me to the extent that I am able to hook on to the pipe. I need the match with the qualities of the pipe to feel what's in there, to be willing to accept what's there. In such a way, they convey their impression from spirituality. We also learn that the spiritual world doesn't exist. This world doesn't exist also. But they exist only in our impression, in our qualities. So, the way we feel this world, in our natural qualities, and the qualities we can receive by the upper force, what is called Torah and Mitzvot, when we acquire new qualities. In them, we are able to feel something else, called the spiritual world. It's also an impression from qualities. Like now, we are impressed from our qualities, and this is how we depict our world. There is no outside and inside, like how we imagine it right now. Me inside and the outside, but the Kabbalists explain to us that it's all in our imagination, in our perception of reality. But this is the way we sense as creatures. And we sense the spiritual world in the same way, even though it looks to us as something inside and something that is outside, me and the world. The sensation is nevertheless internal, only with a different sense called soul. But moving ourselves from the perception of the world in the natural senses to the perception of it in the supernatural one that is acquired by special corrections, new qualities that are called Torah and Mitzvot, this is our work. Because to such perception or such life, we have to move to such a reality. Because this is the reality where we are in equivalence, in contact, in adhesion with the upper force, which is outside of us. Or inside us, the way we perceive it. And we identify with it after we have corrections. We are adhered to it. And then we come to the purpose. And truth is, it's written that the purpose of the knowledge is something that you don't know until you come to it. So in the meantime, our work is in free will of raising, increasing the importance by the corrections, the changes called Torah and Mitzvot, and acquire the ability to be with the sensation of the emanator. Let's start again. We'll read again from the beginning of the article. In order to understand the words of the Holy Zohar, we should first understand what the Holy Zohar wants to say. And understanding what the Holy Zohar wants to say depends on one's dedication to Torah and Mitzvot. The Torah and Mitzvot can bring cleanness to a person, to be cleaned of self-love. And this is why he engages in Torah and Mitzvot. And to that extent, we can understand the truth that the Holy Zohar wants to say. Otherwise, there are klipot that hide and block the truth in the words of the Holy Zohar. In order to understand the words of the Holy Zohar, truth is to understand means to attain, because the understanding is in one's heart. The heart understands. If we just hear something, it doesn't mean we understand it. Understanding means the deepest level of attainment, where we understand the giver, where our impression comes from, not just our impression. For instance, a baby cries. So it cries, it feels itself, it feels its own impression. And then it grows, and then it attains the reason for why it's crying. What does it mean to cry with respect to being happy? What is the reason? There can be a false reason and a true reason. How can I cope with it? Neutralize the reason, move away from the reason, correct myself in order to feel it less, and if I can't, neutralize it. After that, it starts thinking not about itself, but about the source of the reason. What is the need for it? That's an elevation, an ascension to a different perception, the perception of the reasons. Why should I? What for? What happens to me? Where from? Is the source that causes that has a sensation, a purpose like I have? And then one starts yearning for understanding the source. Where does it come from? It happens because the sensation of evil deepens within him, and he opens inner and more inner vessels to perceive that sensation. First is what I feel, then why do I feel that, where does it come from, what causes it, the sensation, why, and so on. These troubles, per se, bring him to the development of the vessel of sensation in all its phases, havaya, until he attains the source from them. So the Holy Zohar says, in order to understand the Holy Zohar, to understand means to understand where it comes from, what did Kabbalists feel that they communicate to us, and what is the source they attained, because understanding means to attain the source. We should first understand what the Holy Zohar wants to say. In other words, before we feel and understand, we have to prepare the vessels. What does it want to tell us? We have to be in the same frequency. Sometimes one person tells me something and I can't hear him. It's like I hear him, but I don't listen. I'm not in his desire, in the same desire that he has. When the desires connect, let's say we have to solve something mutual, and it's important. So our desires connect, and then what he says moves to me, is communicated to me exactly, and then two minds are working as one. Let's put it this way. So the same problem exists here. I want to understand what the Holy Zohar, what the writers, the authors of the Zohar want to tell me, and I have to connect with them in the same direction, in the same desires, so their thoughts, their impressions will pass to me. Otherwise, I will not feel that. I will read, but it just it'll scatter, and that's it, and disappear. So we first have to understand what they want to say. We have to be in the vessels that are aimed at that perception, that understanding. And in order to understand what the Holy Zohar wants to say, it depends on one's dedication to Torah and Mitzvot. What does dedication mean? As much as I am willing to correct myself, to make myself a receptacle for what they say, meaning to be in the same state, in the same qualities that they have, then what they have will pour into me. The Torah and Mitzvot can bring me cleanness, meaning that I will have no impression of my own there, thoughts of my own, desires of my own. There will be no I in general. Like a clean kli, like a little boy, whatever we do with him, we create a kli. We don't necessarily fulfill him with different measures of information. We want him to learn how to relate to the world, how to approach the world. We tell him, if you'll do this and that, you'll know how to relate to this and that. You shouldn't do this and that. And not about specific incidents or cases, but we teach him the wisdom for life. We build the kli for him to relate correctly to reality. Same thing here. We need to have the desire to understand them. And to the same extent, we have to understand that it means dedication to the Torah and Mitzvot. We have to prepare our vessels for understanding them, so that the Torah and Mitzvot will bring us cleanness. Cleanness means that our bestiality won't be mixed in there. Whatever they want, they'll do with their force, and they will take our matter, but sculpt it the way they will, in a completely different way. It doesn't matter. That's dedication. To be cleaned of self-love, meaning that there will be no mixture of these goals. And this is why he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, in order to prepare oneself to be given to the upper force, so that it'll do with him what, like, just like what we do with our babies. We want to change their perception, their wisdom, their attitude to the world. This is the same way we want the force of Torah and Mitzvot to come to us and prepare us anew to hear, listen to the authors of the Zohar. And to that extent, we can understand the truth that the Holy Zohar wants to say, to the extent of our qualification in Torah and Mitzvot. Otherwise, we just count the pages and we don't know what they want to say. Otherwise, there are klipot that hide and block the truth in the words of the Holy Zohar. So, what are the klipot? Our qualities that are not allowing us to perceive their impression, their sensation, because our vessels perceive a different kind of impression and sensation. The feeling that a Kabbalist feels in the spiritual world is found in his kli, in his impressions, and he cannot communicate it, convey it to a different kli that is not aimed such as his. Like Rabash says, you cannot pour wine into bags that are meant for flour, because this is liquid, this wine is a completely different thing. So what we need is to prepare the kelim, the vessels, and that they will be exactly calibrated, aimed like they have, the ones who wrote to us their impression from holiness, from bestowal. The book itself, what is it? The Holy Zohar. It is the higher light, radiance, that is received in the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of holiness. This is how we have to relate to their words and adjust ourselves. And that is why the whole Torah and Mitzvot were given. Mitzvot means our desires going through correction from in order to receive to in order to bestow. The 613 desires of the soul by the light that reforms. The upper force. So, in order to understand the words of the Holy Zohar, he says, first, we have to clean ourselves from everything that we have so far. We have to make ourselves clean vessels. And then, whatever is found in the words of the Kabbalists will build us from within with respect to what they want to pass on to us. In the replica of this world, we also see that if I want to convey some information to someone, I'm having a few lessons with him. I'm explaining to him, preparing him, all of his inclinations, discernments that he needs to understand the information. And then when he's ready, we convey it to him. This is how we prepare ourselves with everything. Rabash says that we cannot actually sense anything in reality, but we just prepare ourselves to do it. And same thing with spirituality. By a habit, a person can start sensing spirituality as well. What does it mean, habit? It means preparing the vessels. That's habit, that I become used to feeling phenomena that I couldn't feel before. In our world, I construct within me subtle and littler discernments. Everyone who starts learning a profession sees that he starts feeling more. It might be information or some biological matter or chemical matter. A person and the environment, whatever he works with, but this habit, working with the matter and building within oneself the patterns of the matter's behavior, that makes one sensitive, more sensitive to it. And the same thing with our work. By the study, we build the patterns within us, the spiritual discernments, so we will be able to feel them. That's the goal of the study. Therefore, he says, we first have to prepare ourselves to understand the words of the Holy Zohar. But how do I do that? Olin asks. How do I prepare myself? By Torah and Mitzvot, he says. Torah and Mitzvot is the whole, the sum, the total, that corrects, of everything that corrects a person, so he will feel not only this reality with his natural vessels, what he feels that he has and lives with, but in order to aim himself and feel a different reality through a different perception, we need, like he says, to first prepare ourselves. And that preparation is generally called Torah and Mitzvot. We can be either in this world with our vessels, or we have some other reality where we can exist. But moving from one reality to another, how do we do that? The Creator gave us this certain reality, which is called the corporal desires that divide to bodily desires and human desires. Besides that, He gives us the point in the heart, the new desire that evolves by, on the one hand, from the left line, the egoistic desires permeate the point in the heart or surface in the point in the heart, doesn't matter how to put it, in this world as well, but it comes from a different level. And a person should start bringing these desires to correction on top of these desires, acquiring the intention of bestowal on top of them, over them. And by that, he builds a new vessel. Then he can be in the same world, in the both worlds, in two forms of perception of reality. He remains with his body and the bodily perception and feels and sees everyone as usual. On the other hand, he built from that point in the heart, that part of God above, he built a new vessel to perceive reality called a soul, and it has 613 completely new desires, totally do not belong to this world, and he corrected them in order to bestow, which means he gave them qualities, tone, characteristics, and patterns as the 613 lights that he should attain. And by that, he attains these lights. He attains the spiritual reality, as it is called. Well, ask something. I want to say something, and it's not yet clear. He talks about the book of Zohar. I assume that not precisely the Book of Zohar, but in general, all the words of the Kabbalist. Right, right. So if we say that in order to understand all the words of the Kabbalist, we need some preparation, my question is, if that preparation is not also by dealing with these writings of the Kabbalists. Okay, so this is what we have to explain. So there are two phases here. What? Yes, right. You're right. Right. How do we correct our vessels? How do we achieve cleanness, as he says? So he writes, by dedication to the Torah and Mitzvot. What is Torah and Mitzvot? What, the writings of the Kabbalists and the Zohar is one thing, and you have the Torah and Mitzvot, which is a completely different thing. Go there, correct yourself, and then come here and understand the Zohar. So, what are these Torah and Mitzvot? Baruch Salam explains to us in the article, 613 advices and 613 deposits, in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that the Torah itself, that general light that we reveal, the Creator, where Israel, the lights, and the Creator are one, it reveals to us in two phases. What two phases do we have here? The first phase is the 613 advices, by which we correct ourselves. What are these advices? I have 613 desires. These 613 desires reveal to me in order to receive, to begin with. Egoistically, if I come to that, I correct them by the light, the same light of the Torah, that upper light, the Creator. I correct these desires from the intention of reception to the intention of bestowal. And by that, I penetrate to my desire forms of bestowal. And then I am able to understand the light, these 613 lights that can fulfill me. What does it mean, fulfill me? I can understand the reason for these 613 desires. Like we said, I feel pain, then I think, how can I get rid of it? Then I think, what has it happened to me? Where does it come from? I can't get rid of it. So that trouble makes me feel, where does it come from? What is the reason? What does it want from me? How can I neutralize it? I can't neutralize it, so I have no choice. Maybe I have to change myself. That is how humanity today gradually comes to that, but it's not the end of the way. We need a lot more suffering or understanding, awareness, to connect to that root, to understand that we have to change. That is what it wants from us. Change with respect to it. Then we will have all the good. You see how many phases in consciousness, awareness, sensation, and mind we have to go through in order to think this way. So, this whole process is called Torah and Mitzvot. Not precisely in this world, but in spirituality as well, when we start this process, there we have Torah and Mitzvot, where we have all kinds of desires and sensations that are unpleasant, and we have to search for how to change them. What is the reason? At first, a person wants to delete it. I see it with people who start studying. They have a bad sensation, and first of all, they want to erase it. Why do I deserve it? Until when? Where is the payment? Where is the reward? Why am I feeling bad? Instead of picking at the reasons, someone wants to evoke you. Why? Instead of this, a person asks, how do I get rid of the problem? And we finally have to understand that we cannot get rid of the problems. They come to us systematically. Same thing with humanity, and look at the people of Israel in general, specifically. Look how the problems are occurring. Why? Because we have to understand why they come, that there is a purpose and a system to begin with. And then we have to turn, aim ourselves at the source. Therefore, when we start thinking that there is a special source that evokes us by that, which is the foundation of our whole work, there's none else besides Him, then it brings us to the understanding that we have to correct ourselves. And then what exactly do we have to correct? So then you come to the books, the group, all the means, and you ask, what do I need to correct? I don't see. What is my evil? What exactly disturbs? Maybe it's not what I think that is evil. Maybe I have completely different things within me that don't belong to my common patterns of thinking. And then one starts working with one's nature against the upper light. He wants to know, what do you want from me? What is wrong? Show me, illuminate to me what the wrong things are and what is their good way. I am willing that you will change them. I'm not capable of doing that. And that's the whole inner work. This is how one works. This is called 613 advices. 18. How to take the 613 desires that become revealed after the point in the heart. Before that, we have nothing. Before the point in the heart, we have no period of preparation, like what we say before the barrier. It's just bestiality, corporeality. We go through it and suffer. What does it mean from the point of the heart and onwards? It's the period of the concealed recognition of the source of life. You can call it the source of troubles in the meantime, doesn't matter. But you already came out of the phase where you didn't know anything and you were simply detached. And now you're in a phase where you start identifying that there is something that surrounds you, envelops you. Like we said, that there are phases of awareness. First, I just feel bad, feel pain. This is like the whole of humanity. Then I start thinking, how do I neutralize it? How do I neutralize the pain? This is the percentage of thinking about myself. And then how can I change myself with respect to that source of pain? That is called aiming oneself at the Creator. That is some type of lolishma already. And when we correct ourselves, we achieve 613 understanding 613 deposits, because you have created 613 patterns, so you can understand them. You have the same frequency as theirs, and you can connect to these 613 patterns of abundance that fulfill your 613 desires. That means that the 613 lights fulfill the soul of a person. And fulfillment means attaining the root. Nothing pours into anything here. But these desires go through discernments of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and in the fourth level, you attain the adhesion, the understanding of the root, the deepest final level of in the creature, of understanding, attaining the Creator. So everything is within our vessels, within their evolution inside. And this whole Torah that we receive, what the authors of the Zohar and all the Kabbalists bring us, is first of all in order to show us, to bring us these patterns of bestowal. So we will acquire them over our will to receive, and then we will fulfill it. It happens in two phases. 18 advices, and then Pkudin, deposits. Like we learned from the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, there is a light that corrects, the light that reforms, called light of Absag, and then the light that fulfills the vessels. Yes. Uriel from Kibbutz Samal asks us, is mitzvah a result of cleanness, or it causes cleanness? Mitzvah is called the correction of the will to receive when a person discovered that it has an intention in order to receive. This is something you have to discover. Go to a person on the street, tell him, you intend to receive in everything you do. He'll tell you, what are you talking about? There's family, there are relatives, there's the world. Well, what are you saying that I'm just considering myself? I'm considering everyone. So discovering that you are in order to receive requires light that shines, and only correspondingly you feel that you are in order to receive. In your light we shall see the light, as it says, or the advantage of the light comes out of the darkness. So in order to clarify the kli, we need light. In this world as well, we say that a person who is egoist in the framework of this world has to learn a lot with teachers, psychologists, proofs and explanations. But in spirituality, it's even worse, because these things are hidden to a person's sensation. He has to see himself and see the source against him. So there is a light that reforms, that brings a person first to the sensation that he's egoist. A feeling that is not pleasant, a feeling that is an outcome from the higher shame that caused the Tzimtzum Alef, the first restriction. And then a person starts having a bad sensation. Let's call it a descent. And then, what does he do with it? Then he has to continue working, and that's the matter of having the support from the society, the external support, and by continuing to work, he reaches a deeper sensation, discernment, that this thing is purposeful, comes from a reason, that in En Sof, in order to have a small measure, not leap to En Sof all at once, but a small measure of connection with the source. I feel myself bad with respect to what? With respect to the quality of bestowal. So now I have the shame with respect to the host, but I don't see the host yet. The host will reveal after this sensation if I will correct myself, if I will equalize to the bestower one. Like, at the moment, it awakens shame within me, a descent, a fall. If I will change myself a bit, I will feel him. He will become revealed. All of a sudden, next to the table, with the shame that I discover now, the fall, the descent, all the bad things, if I aim them at the hidden host next to the table, and I want to correct myself to be good in his eyes, like him, above the pleasures, with respect to him, to be in the same level, then he reveals. All of a sudden I see him next to the table. So thus, a person, I'm still speaking in corporal manners, what can we do? But this is how a person calibrates himself each time, precisely by the descents. This is called Pharaoh that brought Israel closer to their fathers in heaven. He actually brings them closer. The Pharaoh that reveals brings them closer. He shows you more shame, and how opposite you are to the Creator. And then, on top of it, you have the opportunity to do corrections and reveal the Creator. The source that is beyond all the pleasures and suffering. That's the work called 613 Advices. And after you discover it, there is a work of adhesion already, of receiving in order to bestow. That's a much higher type. Denise from Rybinsk asks us, what does it mean to feel the Creator? To have a feeling of the Creator means coming through an inner development, gradual, to the quality of pure bestowal. That is called feeling the Creator. That's all. Because all of our perception is within our vessels. There's no light without a kli, outside of the kli. So when a person corrects his desire to be completely in order to bestow, and he feels in delving into this desire, delving into the reasons for that desires, the reasons for the corruptions, the reasons for the corrections, then he comes to the one that causes it all. That's the end of the understanding in the corrected vessel. There he finds the Creator, the preliminary reason. It is as if he rises from Prinat Daled Malchut to Prinat Shorish, the root, through his Ochozer, his attainment. But it's all within the Kli. Outside of the Kli, you attain nothing. The quality of bestowal that fulfills us in the end of the corrections is called Creator. Because that's how it's written. Good that does good. Yoel from Carmiel asks, where is the boundary between intentions in order to receive and intentions in order to bestow? The boundary is the machsom, the barrier. The boundary, I don't know, it doesn't help using more words. It is a boundary in the perception of reality. Either you absorb it within in an introverted way within myself, and this is how we perceive everything, this is how our senses work, but not precisely the point in the heart. The point in the heart doesn't work this way. It's as a point. It can only work in ejecting, projecting, exiting outside of itself. So when a person reaches the opening of that point with the first intention of bestowal. Gilad asks, why do we almost not study the Zohar? From that very reason, that we first have to calibrate ourselves correctly, in a good way, in order to not simply read it, but actually prepare ourselves as pipe that connects to another pipe. Like it connects to pipe, right? Well, with pipes we can't see it exactly because, you know, you can have a little pipe and a big pipe. But in frequencies we can use as an example. Not matter, but perhaps waves, which is a more subtle thing in our world. So there we see that if it's not the same wave, you can't perceive it. You have a receiver and a transmitter, and they can't perceive. It can't perceive. So we have to aim ourselves. What is that wave? It's our inner patterns. We need them to perceive the messages, the frequencies of the 613 lights in the Zohar and against our vessels. But they have to be whole, because a kli is always tense filled. So until we prepare ourselves to have the littlest but whole kli, whole with complete 613 patterns, qualities, until we discover that in a complete manner, why should we deal with that so much? But we do read, and we see that usually we feel it speaks about the world kli, and we feel it as some book we read. Either we look at it intellectually as the wisdom of Kabbalah, or we see some ethics there, morals or legends, but not the inner qualities that Kabbalists want to convey to us. This connection is not yet built. Nessi asks, what is the frequency of Kabbalists? The frequency of Kabbalists is that our 613 desires will have the intention of bestow. So, correspondingly, there is a force that can do this to you. Where is that force? Truth is, everything is within us. We say surrounding light coming from above, from outside, surrounding us, encompassing us. It is all inside. All the lights, infinity, the Creator is within us, within our sensation. We never leave our sensation, but the sensation is more concealed or more revealed. That is why in general it's called the hidden wisdom, the inner wisdom, the internality of the Torah. Gershon asks, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to correct myself over the sensation? And then you told Nessi that we never leave our sensation. So what is that? Delve within yourself. Correct your vessels of perception. It's like right now. I feel myself as I, solid, within, surrounded by air, found with you, with the world, with everything that's here. That's a sensation. This sensation can change a bit within the senses that I feel. There can be an addition to that sensation, which we are talking about now, which is called a superior feeling, or a feeling that is external to this. A spiritual feeling, but it's a sensation. The kli feels. So I expand my vessels, I add to them more vessels, but they work in a style, in a different program or style. These vessels that I feel, where I feel myself now, are vessels called this world. And it is all in a way that I draw to myself. This is how the vessels of reception work. And there is a greater vessel, they say, where what's there is called the upper world, let's say. And there, additional vessels of mine work, not by drawing, but the opposite. But it's in the vessels. I have the desire and the intention over the desire. And then, in the desire, along with the intention, I reveal what I call light within the vessels. and the perception of all these things called Creator within the vessels as well. Why is it called Creator? Because that's the last point of my attainment. I have to come to Him through all of my sensations, to Him, to that innermost feeling, the source. But the source is within me, and then what I do. So what's all that? It is I, the I. Like Baal HaSulam says, I feel myself solid in this world. I feel reality within me. That's I. But who's I? After attaining everything, maybe, I don't know, then there is something, some knowledge that I get about some other route for this whole thing. But in the meantime, we work with the lower hey, vav, the first hey, yud, and the tip of the yud. This is how you achieve, reach the source. And what happens there? You see what David HaMelech, the King David, writes in Thou Hast Hemmed Me from back and forth. He writes, this thing is exalted for me. I can't reach more inner sensations, discernments. And, well, we don't really understand it. But whatever happens, what I wanted to emphasize is that the whole perception is within the kli. There is nothing outside of me. In the spiritual world as well, it seems to us that it's outside of us. But there is nothing. There is nothing but within the desire. Therefore, he says, there is a creator that created a desire, existence from absence. This is how it starts. But for us, it doesn't belong that much in the meantime. We don't really understand these words as well. But what is relevant to us is that besides one's inner correction, there is nothing he is supposed to do. And that inner correction has to be corresponding to something that he wants to discover from the outside. The example, the force, the pattern that will come and dress within me. Something prepared, that new forms that I don't have at the moment will be imprinted in me, in my mind, in my sensation, that I will start to understand, to see these things, that I will have some patterns of perception. This is how we teach children in this world. They receive education where we communicate patterns of perception to them. Yes. Gershon asks, I want to understand a bit more. I feel heaviness now. I feel bad. I need to correct this sensation. How do I correct it? What? I have to say, I want to cleave on to you. I need to open the book and read. What are these patterns? What are you talking about? Dance on the table. What is the action you want to do? What? If I'll tell you the action, then you'll be able to do it. If you were able to do it, you would do it. You can't tell a person what actions he should do, because he can't perform by demand. It's not like in our world, physically. But man performs inner actions, internal actions, by the necessity that he has, that is created within him. So there's nothing else to say besides all the preparations you do, the environment and so on, they all evoke the urgency within you to change. And then you do all kinds of actions. But everything is all in all developing as a chain of development that is within you to begin with. But you only have to hasten it. Israel, hasten the times. it says. Therefore, not by chance, it is written, whatever you can do, you shall do. Because the advice of the Kabbalists accelerate the development. That's all. But you cannot skip any phases of development. You can't. And if someone tells you you can, don't listen to him. Like Baal HaSulam says that the civilized people try to develop the uncivilized peoples and they damage them. They're in the 21st century and the non-civilized people are as if they're in the 18th century, but it's not, they can't do it. And the same thing with us. We just explain about the external actions, with the group, with dissemination. You see how many resources and efforts we put into making people deal with media and content and dissemination to the world. It's in order to develop ourselves. There's no other way. What, don't we put such efforts for a baby? Can you demand a baby that is 1 year old to be 10 year old? You know that there are years of development and you have to give him certain games, toys. Every age needs its own food and games. And you also almost can't avoid the diseases. Diseases with children are corrections, because if they would not have the regular children diseases, they will have a problem later. They will not be immune. We have to learn from this world. It contains examples for every spiritual phase. For the Moscow group, they ask, why does a person have no urgency to reveal the Creator? A person does have an urgency to reveal the Creator from the Creator that brought him to the place. After that, he has to attain his own urgency, and that's our whole choice. If we explain that the road is paved within each and every one as a chain of evolution, he cannot decide how to develop. If I'm an apple, I'll be an apple. If I'm a monkey, I'll be a monkey. If I'm a man, I'm a man. I can only hasten the phases of development. So a person was given the beginning of the path, but he has to hasten this development on his own by the society, by the importance. We said, read the articles and see where the choice is. The choice is in acceleration and only by the external force, because it doesn't exist within me. They write when they say that they have no desire to develop. Right, you can't. How can you be on fire each day? A person can't be this way. He'll be this way only to the extent that he will perceive and absorb this desire from the group. And this desire won't be as a deficit, but as a running towards something good, yearning for good. Then he will want that, and his life will be full, complete, because he's walking towards something that he wants to achieve. In the meantime, I see that half of the Moscow group is asleep. Come on, the first bad person in front of the camera. Wake up a little bit. Someone shall snap him. Okay, let's go on to the second part. Talmud HaSefirot, part 1.